Yeah, okay.
Okay, it's all set, okay. All right, here we go. Gee, I haven't even had any wine either. Usually I have to have a glass of wine, huh? All right, now let me think in my mind so I don't make a mistake. Okay. Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Cried Barnacle Bill the sailor. Oh, it's only me from over the sea, cried Barnacle Bill the sailor. I'm all dressed up like a Christmas tree, cried Barnacle Bill the sailor. That's all I remember of it. I know there's about three verses, but I can't remember the rest.
What kind of barnacles are they?
Oh, who cares? Barnacles are barnacles.
They're special kind.
Oh, I don't know. San Francisco Bay barnacles. You remember that song? Somebody used to sing that. Yeah. Maybe it was Uncle Al. He used to sing stuff like that.
Play the guitar and sing that.
There's another verse to it. I can't remember.
I haven't heard that in many years.
Let's see. Here's another oldie. How about, let's see. There's so many old ones, I can't think of them all. How about, this is the one about Dixie. You know Dixie? That's that place in the South. It's an imaginary line in the South, and they call it the Mason-Dixon line. Anyway, it goes like this. Are you from Dixie? I said, from Dixie, where the fields of cotton beckon to me. I said, how be ya? I'm glad to see ya, and the friends I'm longing to see. Are you from Alabama, Tennessee, or Caroline, or anywhere below the Mason-Dixon line? Are you from Dixie? I said, from Dixie, 'cause I'm from Dixie, too. You remember that?
Now, wasn't that all right?
I guess.
I bet you never heard, I guess. Here I'm pouring my heart out, and he just says, I guess. Okay, that's all I'm going to sing. I run out of songs. No more for me tonight.
What if I play that at midnight?
Well, I might. Oh, God, you wouldn't dare, would you? Somebody would call up and say, get that singer off the radio. Okay? Come Christmas time, if you don't want to look like Santa Claus, I'm going to get a sharp pair of scissors, and I'm just going to go, you know, just right there, just to trim it off. He's getting that where it comes out now, like that, you know.
That's what my grandpa had.
He's got to get it a little closer to the chin, then he'll look better.
Grandpa's would stick out, he'd look like a goat, you know.
Yeah, right, goat. See?
Poor Grandpa, he was a nice old guy.
Did he live to be very old?
In his 90s.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Was
so
he your...
I heard after I left. I
was he your mother's father or your father's father?
My father's father. But he my father wasn't anything like Grandpa.
Oh, he didn't take after his father, huh?
No.
Where did they come from?
Germany, I guess.
They came over on a boat.
Mm-hmm. Probably landed at Ellis Island. Did he speak English, or was he mostly German speaking?
Mostly German, and he had a German friend in Newton where we lived, and his name was Peter, but they always called him Peter.
Peter?
Peter came, he and Grandpa had the floor.
Oh,
they
really?
Always talked about Germany.
Oh, yeah.
That was his pal.
Yeah.
And when Peter came, you couldn't get Grandpa away from
him. What was your grandfather's first name? Do you remember?
Joseph.
Joseph?
Mm-hmm.
Joseph and Peter.
Mm-hmm. Peter.
Did they like to drink a little beer and sit around?
They,
and,
I know they smoked a lot.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they both had a pipe and that room was filled with smoke.
Hmm.
But Peter was his buddy. They had. My grandfather had wasn't a garage, it was kind of a long haul business, and he was always making something.
Oh, was he?
With tools.
Oh, he liked to use his
kind
hands.
Kind of an inventor.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what he was inventing, I never saw what he finished, but
yeah.
He was always tinkering with a lot of tools and making different things. That was when we moved into town, but out in the country.
Now, was that the grandmother that you lived with? Was that her husband?
That was her husband. Yeah. How he ever met my grandmother is about
do you
so
think
different
that,
from my grandmother.
Well, do you think that he had met the grandmother in Germany?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they were married over there before they came to this country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, how old was she when she died? Was she,
She was, wasn't too old. She was, I imagine, up in the 70s.
I mean, you still weren't living with her, though, when she passed away, were you?
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
Oh, you were? Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
I remember, I used to have, it was in the summertime, and I had to fan her to keep the flies away when she was sick.
Yeah.
And there was an old fan there, and I didn't
stand there.
I never liked my grandmother anyway. Oh. And I didn't wasn't too particular how I fanned.
Boy,
was she getting mad at you?
Even on her sick bed.
Oh dear.
She died shortly after that.
Well, I guess you didn't really cry too much when she left.
Mm-mm. I didn't.
Mm.
My brother Ed and I—we jumped around there like.
Oh really? Oh, that's too bad. Well, you know, she was an old woman to begin with, and
I know
you
we
know,
should never have been with her. My father should have had more sense than
to
push the kids onto his mother, but she had 9 children of her own to raise, and then to push these.
Yeah.
When you get old, you can't. Yeah. You're not very
well. Happy. Now, most of her own children. They probably stayed in that area, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, most of them. And probably their descendants are still there. I mean, they would be cousins of yours or something from...
They would be my uncles.
Yeah, uncles and aunts.
And aunts.
Yeah.
And of course, their kids are my cousins.
Yeah.
But, she was something else.
is it?
Recommend?
Yeah, I just blocked your move.
Yeah, you told me he did.
And so I had to get a new doctor. I've been wanting to anyway.
Yeah.
And I called the one doctor that Mill had, but he doesn't take any new cases. And so I have to, I go to call him.
Well, I think that's a good idea to call a hospital because, you know, usually they'll get you in touch with somebody that's on their staff. And I think that's good that, you know, you kind of like that hospital, you said.
Yes, I do.
Well, it'll probably be somebody here right in town somewhere. We only got about a month to do it in, so you better get...
Putting it up on the stuff I thought about. And now I'm getting to a point where I better get paid. So I can send it in for the first of the year.
Now, he didn't use, oh yeah, this is David's.
Yeah.
John didn't use this, so I'm gonna hang this up. Well, I just saw part of my paper this morning and I knew I wouldn't be able to read the whole thing because it had about 10 tons of ads in it. All the ads, you know, are in the...
Fail report.
Yeah, it's gonna come up pretty soon, so I'll be seeing you in about 3 weeks. I know it, Mama, but
trouble—that's too much trouble.
Look at it this way: do it for me. I want to be with my mama.
Bless your heart, my little baby. What are you gonna do the rest of? Are you having off this week?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to go back till next week.
Oh, aren't you lucky?
Uh-huh. That's kind of one reason he's going to this place tonight, because he can sleep in tomorrow, I guess.
It may be canceled.
Oh, really?
Well, so okay. I never told him that I'd be willing to do it.
Oh, all right. Well, when are you going to let him know?
When you get home? When I get home, see if I can do it.
Are you going to set this thing for Grandma or not? Are you too embarrassed to have her look at it? I mean, listen to it.
Well, that's all right.
Not that big a deal.
All right. It's up to you. Well, now you're going to get all your stuff together here because we're about ready to go, and I want you to load up the car with all my goodies and stuff. Okay?
Can you say what this was?
Let's see. You want me to say this is Thanksgiving Day 1986, and we're here in Santa Rosa with your grandmother and my mama. Okay? What do you want Grandma to say? Amen or something.
Amen. And I was glad to have my daughter and my grandson David here with us for dinner.
Okay. And John over there.
John is tired and sleeping and tired of hearing us yapper.
When you're going to ask him a question, he'll have to answer that way.
Now that's what it has so much of that. What do you call that, snow?
Something like that.
But after it's on a while, it stops. It doesn't
doesn't
do that all the time. So, Doctor, what's the matter?
New wires.
I need new wires. Do you ever listen to that play? It's called 229, I believe it's 229. They had these Negro women on.
Wait a minute. You mean, is it that Oprah Winfrey show that she interviews people? No. I don't know if when does it come on, every day or something?
What?
Does it come on every day or?
No, yeah, every day.
Every day? Uh-huh. No, I guess I don't see it. It's probably in the afternoon.
No, it's in the evening.
Night.
You know what it is?
Sure.
What is it?
An address.
An address?
That's the address of the house they live in.
Oh, I don't guess I watch it. I guess not. Is it pretty good?
Yeah.
I have seen it.
She
Well, I guess I wasn't impressed. It comes on every night.
The mama's house.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Is it that little Bobby show?